Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
On December 17th, I will join several others for an exciting day of counting bird species numbers in our lovely snowy valley here in northern Utah. The numbers will be entered in a database that will be shared globally. The Christmas bird count began on Christmas Day in the year 1900. When ornithologist Frank M. Chapman, an officer in the nascent Audubon Society, proposed a new holiday tradition, a Christmas bird census that would count birds during the holidays rather than slaughtering them, which had been the past ritual. The data collected by observers over the past 116 years has allowed researchers to study the long-term health and status of bird populations across North America. When combined with other surveys, such as Breeding Bird Survey, it provides a picture of how the continent's bird populations have changed in time and space. This long-term perspective is vital for conservationists. It informs strategists to better protect birds and their habitat and helps identify environmental issues with implications for people as well. Along with the fund, the count has special significance for our changing climate's impact on birds, which is disrupting populations and their spatial distribution that are changing at an accelerating rate. Audubon's 2014 Climate Change Report is a comprehensive, first-of-its-kind study that predicts how climate change could affect the ranges of 588 North American birds. Of the bird species studied, more than half are likely to be in trouble. The models indicate that 314 species will lose more than half of their current range by 2080. Audubon's climate initiative, the organizational response to this threat, taps into the members' love and commitment for birds to build population resilience and demand solutions to slow the pace of warming. Audubon is encouraging its members to take steps to address the climate change threat in their backyards and communities, and everyone else as well, of course. The Environmental Protection Agency has included Audubon's climate change work from Christmas bird count data as one of 26 indicators of climate change in their 2012 report. In 2007, Christmas bird count data was instrumental in the development of Audubon's Common Birds in Decline report, which revealed that some of America's most beloved and familiar birds have taken a nosedive over the past 40 years. 142 of these species of concern are found in Utah, including our state bird, the California gull, and our national eagle. Averaging the most recent 10 years, our valley has seen 16 species increase and 11 species decline. Of course, we would need a much broader sweep to know the true story of these species, but our data may play a significant part in the overall analysis. This is Jack Green for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.